in the studio, B. Young. Swing on it, baby. Howard Stern defends his replacements.
Oh, he does.
Speaking of those who replaced him in the morning drive on his former affiliates, Howard Stern says they're probably going to need 15 to 20 months to prove whether or not they can develop an audience. And this is what Joel Hollander told me. His last meeting in that room, that disgusting low-ceiling dentist office box that's supposed to pass as a first-class state-of-the-art office, a dump. I'm surprised he even wasted his time and his energy sitting in that dump. We all sat in there rubbing our noses like junkies from the filth pouring out of the filthy vents in the ceiling, which is why it's 10 degrees hotter in this little box studio, because we put plastic on the ceiling. It's dumping dirt into the air. And the poor guys who work in the other room that was Howard's room, there's not 4 exposed inches in that ceiling where you don't have fibrous, resin-based insulation that's being blown into that air and that everybody is breathing in here. You dig what I'm saying? Months before I got involved with this, I said, first time I came off of the show in Boston, and they said, well, what did you think? I told them, I hated it. And they said, well, what do you mean? This was Rob Barnett, vice president in charge of changing toilet paper rolls. He says, what do you mean? I says, why would you want to sit in one of these ugly leftover little dentist office hovels? That's a leftover virtually from the 1950s with these ugly praying mantis microphone stands. How do you expect people with talent, like the fellows who follow us, like the Radio Chick, like Booker, like Corolla, and all those characters like that, how do you expect us to continue to show up in the morning and do anything that hasn't already been done 100 times? And the reason it's been 100 times is because it's fake. Nobody wants to get up and come to these dumps. Nobody wants to deal with these kinds of restrictions. And that's why young people have abandoned our medium here. I call it ours. This is real radio. I love satellite. I love computer. I got DirecTV. I've got everything that exists out there. I love real radio. I've been waiting to do this kind of a job since I was a very little kid, before I was even a teenager. Might be one of the reasons I'm fairly decent at it. But I got the reading yesterday. They said, well, Dave, the ratings on your first 4 weeks, the first time you've ever done a 4-hour show in front of a hardcore city like New York or Boston, much less Pittsburgh or Dallas, Texas, you think that's tolerant? Hell no, it's not. It's as intolerant as I am of failure, of an inability to become unique. 4 weeks it took us to get up to tempo here, and thank God I had friends like Sash here, friends like Linda Reisman, friends like Robin Bakai. Thank God I had my sister to show up, because these mediocre talents, these low-life stooges, these granddads, failed to provide a single guest in the first 2 weeks of the supposed brilliant career. What would happen to you, Sasha, if you were in charge of the guest list on Letterman and you said, great, you just inherited the show from Johnny Carson. I didn't book any guests for the first 2 weeks. What would happen to you, Sasha? Turn off the radio.
I'd be gone.
Thank you. Get up here, baby. Get up. When I came off the radio a year ago in Boston, I love working the microphone. I love talking to all of you. I love spinning these records here, because as you can see, what we're doing is incredibly diverse, and it's all got hump to it. None of it falls asleep. Even the quiet stuff will move you. It will cause you some conflict. It will wake you up, or it will cause you to have some kind of disagreement. That's great work, man. Anything else is baby food. Anything else becomes the color that should have never been invented. Beige. Boring, granddaddy beige. And if we continue to inflect this tired infection on this beautiful medium, talk radio has to sound like this.
Okay, well, it's about 28 degrees outside. It's 10:15. And what do you think, Donna? How about those readers?
It was suggested that instead of these broad-based, crazy, generic sort of subjects like Nugent was talking about, or Henry Rollins was talking about, or Lloyd Kaufman was talking about, or Joel Siegel was talking about, or Kevin Wilmot was talking about, the list has been very long. None of that really counts. We're supposed to read the news here, okay? We're supposed to read it. Actually, the girl is supposed to read it, and I'm just supposed to comment on it. So go ahead. Here we go. Here's the new. Here's the sports block that was suggested. Barry Bonds may have done steroids. I would have, too, if I had the money. Here we go. Every time I make one of these good comments, Animal makes a fist, and you know how you go and you bang fist? I think he just dislocated my thumb for the third time this morning. This is a good show, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I think this is our best show ever, man.
Well, the anger does good things for me, man.
Yeah.
I'm livid. I told him I was going to quit. And you know what's going to happen after this show? These bozo stooges are going to come down here and they're going to go, hey, that was a great show, Dave. And then we're going to sit down with the same program dweeb, Worm, in his filthy, lint-encrusted shirt he's been sleeping in, clutching his clipboard in front of him with the shoulders flipped up, and he's got his face. The skies above my program director, Mark Chernoff, are starless and Bible black. No light shines upon that human being. No wonder he says women don't count. They probably never did in his life. This is a guy who's never drank a beer, and he's telling us how to entertain millions of people starting at Downbeat, 6 o'clock sharp, every morning, 5 days a week. We got to get up at 3:30 in the morning to make this cook, and we get up and we cook it up large. We throw off sparks 40 meters long, starting, boom, right at 6 o'clock. You cannot contest the energy and the enthusiastic belligerence that goes into this, and you assign some dweeb with the hunched over shoulders and the years of the pain, the frustration, the anxiety, the sexless, non-recreational disappointment have etched deep, permanent lines into the front of his skull. That's the guy that's going to have the meeting with us at the end of the day today. Hobie Sound, Florida. Dave, I'm a 47-year-old rocker. Don't change a thing. You have exactly what Howard was missing, the music. You rock and your radio show format rocks. Screw that, producer. Massachusetts, you got to be kidding me. Tom Gisano, cut the crap. Don't start this again. We lost Howard. Don't run Roth off with your stupid ideas. I like the music it's playing. It's different. It's funky. And he still has rock guitar in it. Give us a break, big guy. We know what we want, and we want Roth raw, uncut. Just shut up and go back to your office, you big goofy suit. By the way, I'm a professional working mother of two, and I grew up listening to Dave in the 80s, and I love hearing what he has to say. Take that in suppository form, homie. Here's another woman who supposedly doesn't matter. Pretty amazing how many gals actually sign up for this. It was just like the Van Halen audience, just like the U2 audience, just like the Rolling Stones audience, just like the Springsteen audience, just like the Jimmy Buffett audience. But in no way does it bear any relationship to my program director, Mark Chernoff's life. He hasn't really had one. No way does that recollect what Tom Gisano has ever lived in any of his life, ever. And those are the two line coaches who are going to share with us how to run this show. Had they shared that with me in the very beginning, I would have very politely skipped the job. We put up with nonsense here that nobody should. Our microphones still break at least 3 times per show. How many more months do we have to wait, Tom? Anyways, I'm a 51-year-old Jewish white woman. Not me. This is an email. Been in the marketing business for 25 years. Love your wisdom. Maybe Ted Nugent needs to hunt the program director. Stay real.
Yeah.
Boston. good room to play. Dave, I'm your demographic, 32-year-old white male engineer. Your show is easily the most interesting thing on Snooze Time Radio. Who else in Boston would have the cojones to plug Ted Nugent in and let him rant? That's great radio. Bold cap letters, great radio. Keep the lutes on and please put up a listening list. We desperately need somebody on major market radio who can speak honestly about music. Rage on, Chris. Rage on for you.
Weekday mornings. WYSB Philadelphia, your home for the David Lee Roth Show mornings. Barsky middays. Kid Chris.